Broadcasting on the Rod Echo Show with a message to all patriots trapped behind the lines in California, New York, Boston, and Chicago. Don't give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
To you, one and all, welcome back. It is the end of summer, or at least the unofficial, official, or is it the official, unofficial end was this past weekend over Labor Day. Hope you had a wonderful time over Labor Day. I had a good time, a good weekend, the extended weekend, took an extra day on Tuesday. It was planned well in advance, and it was a hot one around here. Yeah, the summer has continued. As I was noting to a friend of mine, it seems like maybe summer is shifting a little bit from June, July, and August to July, August, and September, because September seems to be getting warmer. I'm not complaining about it, not at all. It was a warm one over the Memorial Day weekend, or excuse me, Labor Day weekend, and there was no rain. We're drying out. Now, we're expecting some rain later this week, I think Friday, possibly. Of course, you know, heading into the weekend, but it can't have, you know, two or three weekends in a row that are dry and clear, right? But pretty much so, summer's over. All the kiddies are back in school. Everybody's back in school, college and elementary, primary, secondary, third dairy, you know, fourple dairy. As Jan Brady would say, they're all back in school. Everybody's back at work. If you loved the summertime driving, commuting to work, well, that's over now. I'm sure that you have noticed this morning that everybody's back at work, so the roads are congested and clogged as before. And America's vacation time is over. Summer vacation time is over. And now it is time to start really paying attention to what is going on in D.C. and in state capitals all around the country. There is no more excuse for not paying attention. I know you're out there in the sun on the beach, you know, bleach blonding your hair. And by the way, my hair turned a lot red. A lot of red in. No, I didn't color it. It just is a lot of red. Well, it does that if I don't wear hats in the summer, and this year I didn't wear a whole hell of a lot of baseball hats. Well, you know, people are getting beat up for wearing baseball hats, and I didn't want to have to beat anybody up for attacking me for wearing a baseball hat, so I just didn't wear a baseball hat this year too often. And, it got a little bit red. My mother's hair does the same thing. My father's hair never did. His never changed color, it seemed, even as he got older. Didn't even get gray until he was like almost 60. So, my mother's hair would get red. My sister's hair doesn't change either. She can do anything to that head of hair. She's got a thick head of hair too. She can do anything with that head of hair of hers, and nothing changes it. All women want that kind of hair, that thick, very easy to manage, you know, do what you want with it kind of hair. But, mine, too much sun. Starts to see red. It's a dark red, deep dark red. You can the sun hits it, and you can definitely see it. And no, I don't color it. In any case, welcome back. Got something new for you. as in a new call-in. Now, if you are used to calling in the old way via Skype, then please keep doing that. That is fine. But there is a new Hot Rod line number that is available to you this morning. It is 603. Are you ready? Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. I'll let you get a pen and paper. You should have already had a pen. You know, people should take notes when listening to this show. Really should. And got some quick announcements here to go over with you before we dive into everything. The call-in Hot Rod call-in line is 603-499-7325. No, I didn't get to pick the number. It was chosen for me. I tried to get something, but nothing. Whatever I wanted was available, so I wasn't. You know, going to be too picky. Now, there are some more. There is another number coming soon. As soon as I can figure out. You see, what happened was, folks, that I was going to use a secondary computer again. You know, I used to do the show with two computers. Main broadcast and a computer, which is still active, and another one, which was an XP machine. Well, yesterday, trying to configure everything, it died. The hard drive went. Yep, it's gone. No bringing it back. So I've got two useless computers here in the Bunker Eye studio and one active one, which means now I have to... I have no backup, so now I have to go out and buy computers, which I was going to have to do in the first anyway, as we continued on with this program and expanding it. But yep, so now I've got to run out there and going to have to... I don't know what to get. I have no clue. I know there are some good ones out there. There are some really good, solid ones for like $300, and there are some, you know, bad ones for like $800, and then, there are the super good ones. I was really considering Alienware. If I want to spend $2,000 or so on a laptop, but I understand they're extremely tough, extremely fast, and extremely secure, and I don't know if that's still true. It used to be true at one point, but then I think they sold out. Who did they sell out to? Did they sell out to Dell? Or was it HP? I don't remember who they sold out to somebody. And I understand all the people in know. They don't think that Alienware is the same as it used to be before they sold out, which is probably true. But I'll look into it. And I don't know, are they still around $2,000? I think they're still around $1,500, $2,000 for a laptop. Yeah, I probably won't go that direction. But it would be kind of cool to be, you know, traipsing through airports with an Alienware. Everybody will think you're some sort of spy. He's got Alienware. I don't know. Does spies use Alienware computers? I don't know. Today you will notice we're close to the final of format. Not there yet, but close to the final format of the program, of all the format changes that took place over the summer. We are almost there. You'll notice even fewer commercials. Not fewer breaks, but fewer commercials. There is a new season of Man on the Street and Drive with Rod beginning next week. They will be weekly features. I just didn't have the time to do it every single freaking day, folks. So we're turning them into weekly features. Also coming in October is Rod TV. Now, we haven't settled on actually calling it Rod TV, but that's what is going to happen. There's going to be some good stuff with that starting in October. There is also going to be a new program, audio-video program called An American History. In other words, real American history lesson with yours truly. Also, there is another program with two wonderful hosts, and I cannot tell you yet who those two hosts are, that we're expecting to launch in October as well. You're going to want to stay tuned for Zinc Media Arts Network. Are they going to be? I don't think they're going to be doing video. Logistical problems as well as other issues. Let's just say that they can't be in the same location at the same time. And we'll leave it at that. So Also, the store, I know some people have been saying, well, what are you going to do with the store? Are you going to give us some swag or what? I would love to. We're going to open the store. Grand opening is also going to be in October. I know. See, October surprise, October this, you know, the first Monday in October is the Supreme Court's back in session. Speaking of that, we've got some Kavanaugh news. You're not going to believe about this stuff. Plus, revamped social media presence. We are, if people haven't noticed already, there's the way that I am handling social media is going to be a lot different than what it has been in the past. Not that I'm not going to be as wonderful as I have, but I will still be engaging liberal idiots, but we're going to be doing it a little bit differently than in the past. So all this wonderful stuff is either here or coming up in October. And we keep moving on and pounding the pavement and just growing, trying to grow, because that's the way to be heard. Everybody wants to be heard. Which is why we finally have the, trying to put aside the issues with, some of the numbers, try to get a different number with a different source. But again, that would have required the second computer that just went on me over the weekend. So even when I'm supposed to be taking a vacation, I'm working. Not to mention, later this morning, of course, at 10 o'clock, we have the Intel report. Yes, today is the day that you will be blown away. And it is an Intel report that's a little different in format. And let me just say that you need to get as many people tuned into this. If you know, I'm not kidding, folks. I am not, you know, just blowing smoke here. You need to get as many people as you possibly can to listen to this broadcast this morning. Now, this is going to be a two-parter. You're not going to hear the whole Intel report today because it's this big. You're going to get about half of it this week and half of it next week. And trust me, next week is not going to be any less of a bombshell type of thing from this week. And one is, you need to hear both. You're going to need to hear both halves in order to fully understand what is going on in this current report. Now, the intention is to have, not just for the Intel report, but to have more in-depth stories like this. Still working on my piece for child trafficking and child pornography, and it, because the scope of it has just gone way outside of the United States. Anybody hear about what's happened with Kevin Spacey? Yes, Kevin Spacey may be coming back to Hollywood. I don't know, but there is going to be no investigation out in L.A. of Kevin Spacey. Because they say it has statute of limitations has expired. And now he's not accused of child porno, but he is accused of sexually assaulting young men as young as 18, going back evidently it happened no later than 92. So does that mean that Spacey all of a sudden just decided to stop 1 year? I don't know what it means, folks. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that a male cannot sexually assault another male, because it happens all the time. Not as often as males sexually assaulting women, females, but it does happen. And it's more prevalent than you might think. And the whole date rape thing and date drug thing, I'm telling you, it's going to come out. That Hollywood is, because Hollywood is full of a bunch of just evil people, no matter what their sexual proclivity is. And it's going to start coming out that there's more male rape that is happening, and it's going to shock a lot of people. Steven Seagal has also been cleared, not because he didn't do it, but because the statute of limitations has expired, so they're not even going to investigate. Why investigate something that you can't, you know, spend the money on something that you can't prosecute? You got to do the job for somebody else's attorney in case they want to sue them? No, that's their job to do. So it's past that. Also, I missed this one. I did not know that Anthony Anderson, you know, the Blackish, the TV show Blackish, that star, yes, comedy movies and stuff. Yeah, he lost a lot of weight on Blackish. He's got a lot of, because he was a lot fatter before. Evidently, he was accused of sexual impropriety, but the person, and only by one person, I guess, and the person that is accusing Anderson of sexual impropriety refuses to be interviewed by the cops. Now, that makes me think if she's refusing to be interviewed by the cop, there's a problem there with the so-called victim. Well, I know a lot of people say, well, victims, they get, you know, nervous, they get shy, they get, you know, scared, they get, you know, they want their privacy, all that kind of stuff. But no, once you've made the accusation, once you have said that this has happened to you, all that privacy stuff really goes out the window. I mean, it's kind of like Stormy Daniels. You know, she's accusing the president of doing all kinds of illicit things, and then we find out that she's been paid instead, and now she wants her privacy. Well, that's too late. I'm not trying to demean any accuser, but the reason why you want to accuse somebody is because you want them to pay for the crime that you think that they did to you. Well, if this is, you know, sexual attacks are a crime that are not often witnessed by a third party. So there's only one way for it to go. The two people involved must be investigated and interviewed. And if the person doing the accusing refuses to be interviewed and does it, well, then there is no case. What do you expect? I hate it when people say, well, they won't investigate. Well, they would love to, but you're not helping. This happens all too often, too. And there are a number of reasons why. I mean, sure, the victim may really feel embarrassed. They really can, and feel ashamed, and the victim should not at all. But yes, that's the way a lot of victims feel. And they're even pressured by the person who did attack them. Or the victim just feels that nobody's going to believe them because the attacker is so prominent and big name star or politician or what have you. And they don't want any part of what's coming next. And because they all know what's coming next. The innuendos, the accusations, they don't want their entire life open. You know, everybody's got skeletons in their closet and nobody wants to expose them for everybody and to see. And when somebody is accusing somebody of sexual impropriety, well, you know all those skeletons are going to get found out. And they're going to be brought to light. And so a lot of people just say, you know what, I'll just sit here in my, you know, in my sorrow and shame and because that all this other stuff. It doesn't really count. I mean, you could even be, well, let's just say it, you could be a hooker. But hookers can still say no. I don't, you know, a male or female prostitute can still say no. They can still be raped. They can still be fondled, mishandled. But you know what's going to happen. And they know it. They're going to be dragged through the mud. And it doesn't matter who they are accusing. It could be, you know, your next door neighbor, John, or it could be a famous person. The lawyer for them is going to drag you through the mud. People know this. I mean, it's sad, but true. But it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you did in your past. Because all that is leading up to is somebody saying, well, you asked for it. And we know that is not a right answer. Nobody asked to be sexually molested, harangued, raped, attacked. It doesn't matter. Nobody asked for it. I don't care how you dress. No, you know, maybe you should, depending on where you go, you should think twice about your attire. Well, because, you know, obviously in certain cultures, men cannot control themselves. You know, have we been told this in Islam? You know, well, some men can't control themselves. This is why women must cover up head to toe, because men can't control themselves. Well, if you have them grow up that way, if you teach them that you don't have to control yourself, then they won't. But it is still not the victim's fault. I mean, you get some little homosexual young thing, 18, 19 years old. He's looking real pretty. Is he, and you know, he's wearing, what is it, the typical, well, the atypical thing, the tank top, you know, the glittery tank top. So, you know, he looks, to another guy, he looks real pretty. Well, because he's wearing a tank top and he's 18 or 19 years old, he's asking for it? No. Not at all. So this whole, we as a society all over the planet have got to get rid of this notion that if somebody is sexually attacked, well, they must have been asking for it. Now, I am not going to go to the liberal way where you've got to pretty much have a written statement or contract and initial here and initial here and initial here at each step. Can I kiss you? Yeah. Can you sign it right here that says I can kiss you? Okay. Now, okay. Then get to, can we do heavy petting? No. Okay. We can do heavy. Can you sign right here that gives me permission? That's ridiculous. We get it. However, at any time, either one of the parties involved can say no. And when the party, whether it be male or female, says no, at that particular point, it stops being consensual, and now it is illegal, and it's an attack. And if you are, if you ever think that you're going to get nervous or chicken out, then don't go, I don't, male or female. This is advice that satisfies both of the sexes, male and female. Doesn't matter. You don't go into private with in a private area with somebody like that. You don't go into an area that you're not familiar with. And frankly, if you're a woman, I would think twice about going to his place. And never leave your drink unattended. Because, frankly, that's how a lot of this stuff gets started. These so-called date rape drugs, and there's a plethora of them. It's just not one kind. Don't take drugs, and don't get drunk. If you're out and about, don't get drunk. You know, I get the whole thing. You know, everybody wants a wham bam thank you ma'am. You know, one time thing. Both male. I know some people are, well, women aren't like that. No, BS, women are not like that. Women do the wham, bam, thank you, man, one time and done thing just as often as guys do. It's always, well, the guys, I mean, that's what, they're a player. Guy's a player. Well, there are female players, too. There are people, you know, this goes to the other side too, not just the victim side, but the attacker side. You have to understand that depending on who you are, somebody might be setting you up. That's the other, you've got to be careful on that side. You can honestly, well, I didn't intend to attack her. I didn't attack her or him. Well, they're setting you up. You ever think of that? That happens a lot. And you know, it's, a lot of times it'll happen by way of, look, I got pictures, or I got a recording, and if you don't do what I want or give me this amount of money, man, this is going to go to the police or the press or something. People get set up a lot, which is why it's hard to believe all of the accusations that are coming out of Hollywood. Are some of them true? Yes. Are some of them setups? Yes. How many? I don't know. It's been going on for so long. But the point is that both sides have got to be careful. I don't care if you're male or female. I don't care if it's same sex or opposite sex. Both sides have got to be careful. This is not a day and age anymore. In a day and age when we have, video surveillance and small electronic stuff, everywhere and anywhere, and then all that recorded stuff can be easily manipulated without anybody figuring out that it was manipulated to make you look like the bad person. So, you know, you got to be careful with all this stuff, folks. But Hollywood is just, if you're going to go out to Hollywood, then you better be prepared to do battle. If you're in the big city, you should be prepared to do battle. And if you want to stay safe, then don't do hookups. Go on dates instead. How easy is that? How can we eliminate all this problem? Well, you can eliminate a lot of it by actually going on dates and then respecting one another. And yes, if you're going to kiss somebody for the first time, it might be a good idea to just look them in the eyes and say, you know, what I really want to do now is kiss you. Can I? By the way, that can actually be romantic too. But it could save a whole hell of a lot of problems. Just saying. You don't need a contract. How about just verbally asking? That helps an awful lot.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show. The coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candy, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Yes, the new Hot Rod Line at 603
603-499-7325. I know it's a mouthful. 603-499-7325 is the new... Black lives will matter when we stop killing each other. And, good God, why the hell does this got to happen on Wednesdays? Can you hear me now? Any case, I'm getting the signal that the signal is getting out there. I'm not going to tell people to reboot because I don't know whose side it is, but, you know what? Give me 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Pushed a couple of flipped a couple of electronic switches. Let's see if that'll help anything at all from preventing from going in and out and freezing up. It's a bunch of BS. Any case. Yeah, that's all. I'm sorry, folks. It's all Spreaker. Well, who knows? Maybe it's because of the phone number integrating with Spreaker or what have you. I don't know. Any case, this whole thing with these two funerals. I mean, you got Ariana Grande again. I don't know who decided to pick Ariana Grande to sing "Natural Woman" at Aretha Franklin's funeral. It's not that time. It's not time for that kind of a tribute. First of all. Second of all, Ariana Grande was underdressed for the occasion. I'm sorry, but she was. Third, she wasn't that good. A lot of people have questioned the pick of Ariana Grande to sing it. I get it. You know, everybody, well, Ariana Grande's got a strong female voice. She does, but not that strong, not that good. I'm just sorry. It's not. She's good, but not that good. All right, there could have been a whole bunches of people that if they wanted to have this thing done like that to do or to utilize, and then you've got the good old pastor there, I'm gonna say it, he's not a very big man, but he had big hands evidently, repeating something like the wardrobe malfunction from the Timberlake Jackson fiasco at the Super Bowl all those years ago, and just lobbed his big old hand on her boob. And then you get the other reverend pastor who goes off on a tirade. Now, finally, somebody actually said it. Yes, they said it, that black lives don't matter until we black people stop killing each other. I get it. Somebody of prominence finally said it. But it was the wrong place and wrong time. He did not even eulogize Aretha Franklin. Now, can I also say it was a little ostentatious from her family? Did you know that Aretha Franklin went through 3 costume changes? I am not kidding you, folks. Now, I don't know who the mortuary science people are, but to actually have them, hey, we want Miss Aretha to look best for her fans and her family. Can you change her for, 3 different changes? Are you crazy? I'm going to put her in different clothing. They did it. Not to mention a gold-plated casket. Now, I'm sorry, but that is just over the top. Aretha Franklin was never really an over-the-top kind of performer. She was a down-to-earth woman. And she had some massive vocal talent, yes, but she was a down-to-earth woman. She was not that Austin. You ever see her house or how she lived and how she carried it? She was not that ostentatious. I mean, it was pretty pitiful. It was a sad goodbye to a person that entertained millions of people for decades. It was terrible. And funerals are not the place to get political. I'm sorry, they're just not. And the response from her family, oh, we're upset with the reverend, who did the old Black Lives Matter routine. Not because he said what he said, but because he didn't eulogize Aretha. So evidently, if he would have thrown in a eulogy, a traditional eulogy for Aretha, it would have been okay. No, it still wouldn't have been okay in my book, because it wasn't the time or the place. It's just unbelievable. And then, of course, at the same time, we had the never-ending McCain funeral. Now, folks, the man was never president. He was, you may want to call him a hero. I don't think so, but you can go ahead and call him a hero if you think so. But he wasn't that big of a hero for this thing to drag on for over a week. And to have him lie in state? Are you kidding me? And then to have this, this is how presidents act, when they go to a funeral of their, of the, I find this absolutely ridiculous. It is humiliating on the people who did this. Okay, so you have McCain himself and his family saying, well, we don't want Trump anywhere near it. So Trump doesn't go. He obeys the wishes of the dying person. Okay, no love lost there. I won't go. And so when he's not there, now you get the press picking on him for not being there. Oh, look, we have Obama and Bush and Clinton there. 3 previous. This is how you act presidential. Well, why would you say that when the dying man himself said that he didn't want Trump there at his funeral? So, of course, if Trump would have showed up, the press would have been all over him on ignoring the wishes of a dying man. Oh, how crass and crude. The whole thing was shameful. And then to, when the flags go at half staff. Oh, you lifted the flags up too early, Mr. President. You know what? Even when the president is completely right, there are times when he capitulates. And I wouldn't have. I would have held, because he did. Here's the protocol and the law about lowering the flags on a senator. when he passes. I did it by the book. Well, if I were the president, I would have been so, well, yeah, I mean, you could have said it, I would have been spiteful, but I would have been so spiteful, I would have, as soon, the second the time clock had expired, I would have had that, I would be out there personally raising that damn flag. And then I'd ask, well, can we make the flagpole a couple of feet taller? Because I want to make sure that it gets, you know, raised up there too, to that new height. Look, I have no love lost for McCain. I'm sorry the man has passed away, but this is the way, you know, we're all going to go this way. None of us are getting out of this life alive. Hello, newsflash to everybody out there who thinks they're going to live forever. None of us are. Each and every one of us are going to have our time. But there, you should not be expecting the living to stop living because you died. And evidently, we had a bunch of people in Washington that think that everybody should stop living for a few days simply because one man died. Now, I don't care who the man is. I don't care how great people may have thought he is or was. And McCain wasn't that person. McCain was a vindictive, spiteful man. And I know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead. Oh, bullshit. You tell the truth. The truth is, he was a vindictive and spiteful man. Just ask Sarah Palin. She knows all about that. So I'm sorry about this whole funeral thing, but I was not impressed by either one. I was completely shocked by the behavior of both families. And I was completely shocked by the behavior of the so-called friends and colleagues of both stars, shall we say, both of the decedents. They were all shameful. They were all shameful. Now, when it came to Aretha Franklin, it was just a shameful display. That's what it really was. It was a shameful display on all parties involved. When it came to John McCain, the Democrats use it as another political rally. So when the president said something, oh, he said something mean to John McCain. Oh, please, the president could not touch what you said about John McCain. And now all of a sudden, all you wonderful Democrats and mediaites out there are going to talk about how wonderful this man was. You hated him. You called him a racist. You called him a pig. You called him a misogynist. You called him all kinds of names. And now because Trump says, well, he's no hero, now you want to say, oh, he's picking on McCain. Please. Yeah, what a mess that was. I mean, that was a shame. You know what? I know we got the president is out there. He's rebuilt our reputation as much as as one man can possibly do it around the world. But I'm telling you right now, the rest of the world is still laughing at our house. They're laughing at the Senate and the Congress. The shameful way these people are acting. I'm sorry, but you know we hear the people here in the country. You know we can make fun of some other countries, but of how they're handling their so-called leaders are handling their various countries. But you know what? Our people are no less a laughing stock or a laughing matter. And frankly, I mean, there are some people are saying, well, geez, what are we going to do about it? Well, it's pretty easy. You start voting for people who aren't going to embarrass us. And right now, the people who are very embarrassing is the Democrat Party. Just, well, not everybody. Now, frankly, I don't know who's up for what Democrat that's up for national office right now that I would vote for. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say who it is around here, but there is a person that I can vote for, an office I can vote for on the local level. It looks like, believe it or not, the Democrat is the best choice. Actually, I think they're flipped. I think the Republican candidate is truly a Democrat, and I think the Democrat candidate is truly a Republican. That happens every once in a while around here. It happens. That's why I say you always vote for the person, not the party. Never vote a straight party ticket. Because you can get a bad Republican. We've gotten them before. We know. But in this particular case, it looks like the Democrat seems to be a lot more conservative than the Republican candidate. And I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll see. But for the most part, when it comes to national office, like, you know, Congress or Senate or governor or anything else, you know, on a larger, the higher levels, there is a Democrat I'd vote for. They've gone from bad to worse. And if you think that the halls of Congress and the people in those halls are not laughing stocks now, you just wait until Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez starts walking those halls. You just, what, Beto O'Rourke? You just wait till he starts walking those halls. Can I, as I have mentioned about this man before, now here is a tall, skinny, pajama boy, white guy walking around with a Latino nickname, Beto. Now, I've looked, and I can't see where any of, find a story where any of his possible Latino friends gave him the nickname. Where did he appropriate that name from? I don't know. But he did appropriate it for his own political gain. I mean, he's a former punk rock band member. I mean, it's hard to get more white than Beto O'Rourke. I don't even know why we bother calling. Just call him, what is it, Robert O'Rourke. Now call him Bob. Although some people who call themselves Bob or go by the name Bob because they're Robert would disagree and wouldn't want him to be called Bob. But you get the point. Call him Robbie then. Robbie O'Rourke. Have you seen this guy? I mean, you can't get more white bread white person than this. And no, it's not that skin color really matters, but it does when you are trying to ingratiate yourself to others based on that skin color that you are not. Oh, I understand what it's like to be Latino, even though I'm not, because I got a Latino nickname. Give me a break. That is just phony, people. That's fake. He's going to be if he beats Ted Cruz, he's going to be a laughing stock in D.C. You don't elect these kinds of people. You don't allow them to be elected. Plain and simple. Look, I've said it before. You know, the Republican, I don't even know why they're not listening. They still have a shot. If they just get their candidate that's in that 14th district, New York, to actually do something. Has anybody ever seen him campaign, the Republican side? No, I've never. I don't even know what the guy looks like. You've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has event after event now. What is this, like four or five events where she's banned the press? Wait, I thought she was running for public office. How do you have a quote-unquote public event and then ban the press? And the press isn't even... Can you imagine if Trump or anybody, any Republican, banned the media from an event? The outrage that you would hear from the lamestream media? Does anybody hear any outrage about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez not doing it just once, but numerous times? I haven't heard a single outcry. So I don't know why the Republican Party just won't put up a real human being on the Republican, because it wouldn't take much to beat this woman. And they're just laying down. Sacrificial lamb, whoever this guy is, you know, just take your beating. We'll give you some, you know, something semi-important later on to pay for, you know, your suffering here. But this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But in any case, come on, folks. You don't think that anybody, you don't think that good old grandpa, the guy down the street that everybody's called grandpa for the last 40 years, not because he was a sexual sadist or anything, he's just a nice guy, always told the wonderful stories everybody wanted to hear. You don't think that grandpa couldn't run in New York 14 and beat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? You know, you could put a... You know, go find a Republican conservative version of David Hogg at the age of 18 or 19 and put him up against or her up against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and beat her. And this is how easy this woman would be to beat. You know, we don't put up anybody. And sometimes, you know, people, I fully understand how some people say it doesn't matter who we vote for. Because this is what we get. I understand it, folks. I really do. But when you have that opportunity to make a serious change and put a serious dent in the swamp, then you got to make sure that it happens. You got to make sure it happens. Now, I know we got this whole walkaway campaign, but you know, you would think it would be enough to put a damper on a lot of Democratic prospects in this November, but evidently it's not, because these people don't fear anything, and they don't fear because they're going to be up to their old tactics of cheating. So, you know, we're going to actually have to vote for people. It's probably going to have to be a 75-25, but you know what's going to happen? It's going to be reported. Oh, it's too close to call. It's 50-50. I'm telling you right now, that's how it's going. A lot of these races are going to happen. The reality is that probably the Republican is probably going to get 70-75% of the vote. But they're going to say, and they're going to cheat in such a way where it ends up being 50-50. So you cannot stay at home. If you want to keep fixing Washington, understand, if you give either house in Congress to the Democrats, Trump is done. Now, maybe he won't get kicked out of office, but he's done. His whole agenda is stopped. For 2 years at least. It's just going to be dead. Nothing's going to happen. And this country is going to slide right back down where it was before, or heading in that direction. And then the Democrats are going to come around in 2020 and blame Trump for the economy when they're at fault. The press is going to blow it up and buy it. Everybody on the Democrat side, all those wonderful little soundbite repeaters are going to be, see, this is Trump's fault, Trump's fault, Trump's fault. And they're just going to be repeating it. And then enough people are going to get badgered into believing it in 2020 that they elect a Democrat as president. I'm telling you, this is what they're planning on doing. This is their plan. So this is how you stop it. You make sure they don't win this November. If the Democrats do not take control of the House and the Senate this November, and as a matter of fact, if you give the Republicans a few extra seats in both houses, you will stop this blue wave for 2020, 2022, and 2024. I guarantee you. If you stop them this November, you could be looking at a 12-year, possibly 16-year Republican run in the White House, from Trump to Pence. If you don't stop them in this November, it's all over. I'm just telling you. That's how we're going to fix this. He can't do it all by himself. And if you expect him to, you're a fool. Obviously, he got it started, but who's he been blocked by? Why hasn't he gotten more of his agenda done? Not because of him, not because of Trump, because everybody on both sides of the political aisle that sit there are swamp monsters that have been stopping him. So if you want to give him help, then make sure the Democrats don't take control in November. That's the solution.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two.